Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, Black Friday is past and we are into full swing Christmas mode, and the holiday spirit is everywhere.
I love it, Dave, don't you?
I do.
It's an exciting time. I think it's just incredibly inspiring to see what effort we go through to celebrate the birth of Christ. And you'll see everything transformed. Everything will start to morph into this beautiful holiday decorations. I love every bit of it, Dave.
Well, Chuck, you know, it's interesting to note that when the Christmas spirit goes beyond the individuals to the government, then things really must be good.
Yeah, the government is in. That was a good one, Dave. The government is in a Christmas mood. They are suspending foreclosures in homes and troubled loans held by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And, you know, Dave, there's more to that story than meets the eye. I thought I would drill down on that just a second. In fact, the government has suspended foreclosure proceedings on homes, specific homes, until after the holidays are over. And it sounds like it's just kind of Christmas cheer and goodwill. But actually, there's a little bit more to it than that. Now, they did say that they want to add a measure of certainty to many of these families during the holidays, that they're not going to be pulled out of their home through the holidays. And I do think that's great. But what's really behind it is they wanted to give what's called the National Network of Mortgage Servicers and Foreclosure Attorneys more time to work out solutions for these homeowners. And this is one way to do it. There's about 84,000 homes that qualify out of 140,000 delinquent mortgages that they're holding right now. And out of those 84,000 homes, they're at least 3 months behind on their payment. And what they're hoping for is that if they don't foreclose now, this new program called the Streamline Modification Mortgage Program, which is going to launch on December the 15th, will give them a little bit more liberty to modify those homeowner loans and actually keep them in their home for longer than just through the holiday season. So that is a gift. And if you're one of those or know somebody who is involved in a potential foreclosure, be sure they're aware of that. They can enjoy their holiday season, but also be getting their house in order and talking to their lenders and trying to stay in your home if at all possible.
Chuck, we'll certainly keep our eye on that legislation. Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today. Doug Phillips is the founder and president of the Vision Forum and the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. He'll be joining us right after this. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am delighted for you to meet Doug Phillips today. Doug, welcome to Money Life.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here today.
Doug, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your wonderful family and ministry, and then I want to get into this whole topic of visual media.
Well, thank you so much for asking. I'll begin by saying that I am the son of a father that loved me and walked beside me, a convert from Judaism who invested just a tremendous amount of love and discipleship, and I thank God for my father. I am myself, by God's grace, the father of 8 children and the husband to a beautiful woman named Belle. And the Lord has been kind to give us a ministry called Vision Forum Ministries, and the heart and soul of our mission is to encourage and to build up the Christian family in America. It's our view that more than any other time in the history of the church, the family is under attack, And our mission is to bring tremendous encouragement by exhorting dads to disciple, love, and shepherd their children, and really equipping moms as virtuous, godly Proverbs 31 women. So that's the heart and soul, the essence of what we're trying to do.
Well, Doug, our paths crossed because you are the founder of something that I think is just extraordinarily important for such a time as this, and that's an independent Christian film festival. Tell us a little bit about that festival and why you were led by the Lord to found that.
The San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival is a passion, it's a dream, it's a vision we've had because we believe that this is a day and age in which media really matters. And unfortunately, the sad story in our culture is that Hollywood has for a long time had a dark, oppressive, negative, toxic stranglehold on the people of America and really poisoning the children through what's coming in through the eye gate and ripping families apart. Television media, equally terrible. Our desire is to create a movement outside of Hollywood. Our desire is to encourage the next generation of filmmakers to make presuppositionally biblical, Christ-honoring films. And we think this is important. It's important for the body of Christ. It's important for our culture. And so just about 5 years ago, we began what has emerged into, by God's grace, the leading Christian film festival in America. Certainly, we have, thanks to the provision of some gracious foundations, the largest cash prize in the world. The reason for that being that we want to invest in the young men and women that are going to be making the kind of films that are going to proclaim Jesus Christ and influence the culture for the glory of God.
So, Doug, you are trying to counterbalance all this negative influence by raising up the next generation of people who will use this medium in order to bring glory to the Lord. Why is visual media so powerful, in your opinion?
I wish I could say that we lived in a generation of people that read books. Regretfully, we don't. I believe in books. I'm always going to believe in books. But I also think that God has given us tools to work with in every time and every culture. And there's no question that visual media is, for our generation, without any question, it is the single most influential means of impacting people. If that's the case, we not only have to be involved in it, we have to be better than the world in the way we execute it. Our stories need to be better, our production values need to be better, and we need to recognize the powerful impact that can have with children. You know, the fact of the matter is that where there is a void, where there's a gap, in other words, where Hollywood is seeking to fill up the minds and hearts of people with toxic influence, a lot of Christians say, well, just get rid of that. Well, I agree with that, but then they leave a void. The answer is we need to be producing the right sorts of things, things that will fill the hearts of men and women with gladness and thanksgiving to the Lord.
Oh, amen to that, Doug. You know, I had a friend here the other day that was telling me that he was reading a work that said that most children today populate their language with the word like and say it repetitively, you know, like, because they're processing in their minds, referring back to images that they're going to compare what they're about to tell you to those images, to the visual media they've been seeing. And that is so pervasive in our culture where children haven't been reading. They've been inundated with media. Even when we're going down the road now, you can inundate them with media. And so their mind mapping is totally geared towards visual, and they start to compare even in their language what they've seen, not what they've read. So it's important if they're going to absorb that much media that we put the God-glorifying media in front of them as an option.
I think so, and you know, my vision is not more media. My vision is less media, which is better media. I think media is a blessing. Media is a gift of God. It's something which is an aesthetic communication that can bring tremendous glory to God, but too much of it. It's like, you know, it's fine to have Captain Crunch maybe once every 3 months, but if you eat Captain Crunch or some other sugar cereal every single day for breakfast, your teeth are going to rot. People are watching so much stuff. They're taking so many things in into their spirit, into their bodies, into their minds, that it's toxic. So our desire is to see a whole lot less, and what they see is actually superior, is excellent.
Yes. Well, Doug, I know that you were influenced by Henry Van Til's quote that culture is religion externalized. Tell me why that had such an impact on your life and how you use that to frame up what you're doing today, Doug.
Well, Van Til did say that culture was religion externalized, and by that he meant that culture is the outward expression of the true faith beliefs of any people. So a nation, for example, that puts a high priority on holiness, you're going to see that in the kind of films they watch. You're going to see it in the music they listen to. You're going to see it in the way they carry themselves. You're not going to see a nation of people that are running around naked, for example. People put clothing on when they have the fear of the Lord before them. On the other hand, cultures that deprioritize God, you see that in the way they express themselves aesthetically. It's in the film, it's in the music, it's in the books, it's in all the different outward expressions. And the fact of the matter is, in our culture, we are at war between different religious faiths. On the one hand, we have the faith of humanism and atheism, postmodernism, the different philosophies, which are philosophies of man, which are gripping the hearts of people today and ripping this country to pieces. And we need to understand that when we see the films that are coming out of Hollywood, we're turning on the little Babylon box of death called the television set, what we're actually getting are religious beliefs. These sitcoms are not religiously neutral. They're filled with religious presuppositions. Now, as a Christian, when I think about media, when I think about aesthetics, I realize the way I communicate speaks volumes about my priorities. And so as a Christian filmmaker, I want to take every frame captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. From beginning to end, I want it to give glory to God.
Well, amen to that, Doug. And, you know, God led our paths together just recently because of the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. And our audience doesn't know that we have something coming up that's a very exciting surprise to them on how God put us together and a joint venture that we're working on together. I look forward to explaining that to our audience when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Doug Phillips.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our special guest today is Doug Phillips. And Doug, before we left for the last break, we were talking about how God brought our lives together through the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival, which you founded in 2004, which now offers the largest cash prize in the world to a filmmaker. But before that, you were personally acquainted with our late co-founder, Larry Burkett. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, Chuck, first of all, let me say that I'm sure that my story is similar to the stories of millions of people around the world. It's probably been at least 25 years since I first started listening to Larry Burkett. And when I first heard Larry, it had such a profound impact on my life. Because of Larry Burkett, my family ultimately made a commitment to get out of debt, and we've been living out of debt by God's grace for more than 15 years. Because of Larry Burkett, we were able to really rethink the way we approach finances. So Larry Burkett was just a tremendous hero in my household. In fact, I remember the day that I flew down to a conference. I sat down with Larry before he went to be with the Lord, and I just talked to him, and I asked him questions, and I remember how gracious he was, how kind he was. So I can say that I feel like I am a true beneficiary of Crown Financial Ministries through the founder as well as the men that have stood in his footsteps. But I'm sure that my story is similar to the stories of millions of people.
Well, it's similar to my story as well, and I'm like you. I'm grateful to be carrying on that legacy and carrying that banner and taking God's Word into the culture, which is what Larry would have been cheering on even today. You know, Doug, God introduced you and I together in a very unique way and one that has already been a blessing to my life, and I'd love for you to tell that story from your perspective.
Well, you know, Chuck, I'm in the middle of reviewing, along with other judges, 250 film submissions. Now, that's enough to make anybody want to take a long, long nap. 250 submissions. And right at the height of the submission process, having watched many films and our judges watching many different films, a package came in the mail. And it was from two former home educators by name of the Irwin brothers. And they sent it to me, and it was a beautiful box, and I opened it up, and I thought, you know, it's a busy day. I'm not sure I really have. Tell you what, I'll take a look at it, because the title of it was Abraham and Isaac, one of the most powerful stories that I know of. And the overall program was called God Provides. This is right before the elections. People were concerned about what was happening with the economy, and I thought, God provides, God provides. What a fantastic statement. Praise the Lord, God provides. So I just popped in the video, and I began to watch it. Within minutes, I realized I was looking at something incredibly special. My attention absolutely was gripped by what I was seeing. And when the film was over, there were tears in my eyes. I was emotional. I was so deeply touched by what I had seen. I canceled my other activity for the day. I wanted to see all the films in the box, or as many as I possibly could. I called my staff in. I made them sit down. I made them watch it. And it wasn't until, I don't know, somewhere along the process that I looked at the fine print and I saw Crown Financial Ministries and I realized this is Larry Burkett's operation that's put this out, formerly Larry Burkett. And I have to say that my heart was filled with such gladness that one of the men that was a mentor in my life, through the men that took over his operation, had produced something of such quality, something that I believe is ultimately going to speak to millions and millions of people about the sovereign protection and provision of our God and our Savior.
Well, our audience has not had the privilege to see that film that you have seen, Doug, but you and I are going to team up together to give them that opportunity. In fact, the very first opportunity. Tell them a little bit about what we're doing together and how they may want to be involved.
Well, this is so incredibly exciting. In the first week of January, between the 8th and the 10th, 2009, we're going to have the privilege of joining somewhere between 1,500 and 2,500 families, Christian filmmakers from all across America and some even from around the world for the Christian Filmmakers Academy and the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. We'll be screening some of the most important films which are out there that give glory to God, that build up the family, that tell wonderful stories. But the great news is that on Friday, which is Friday the 9th, we will be having the world premiere of Crown Financial Ministries' film, Abraham and Isaac, as well as two other films produced by Crown as part of the God Provides series. It's going to be incredibly special. Dean Jones, who some people remember back from his Walt Disney days, who's the star of the film, will be there to receive a special award and to honor these films. And we're just so incredibly excited because we're going to be able, in fact, Crown has graciously given us the gift of being able to introduce the world to this magnificent series, which is going to be, I think, broadcast all over the world and touch the lives of many people.
Well, Doug, I can't tell you what a blessing it was for me to get that kind of report from you, one who was able to validate the strength and quality of what we've been able to do by dramatizing these biblical stories. And it is a great privilege to be able to partner with you. And Doug, if someone's listening today that says, I would like to participate, I'd like to be there for the world premiere, what steps do they need to take? How can they make that happen?
First of all, let me invite them to visit our website, which is www.independentchristianfilms.com, independentchristianfilms.com. And if they go there, they can get all the background information on the event. They can sign up for the event, which is very, very affordable and cost-effective, come with their family. They're going to have the kind of encouragement and excitement that they rarely see today, like-minded Christian families coming to rejoice in the Lord, to see films that you can show your children, you can show grandpa, you can show the whole family, and they're going to come out of this, I believe, with their hearts glorifying God, edified, instructed. It's going to be a tremendous blessing.
Well, I'm going to be there with my family. You're there with your family. Dean and Lori Jones are going to be there to receive the special award. I really can't wait, Doug. I am so excited about it, and thank you for being a guest on our program today.
Chuck, it's been an absolute joy, and I want to just thank you again for the service you're providing to all of America, to the body of Christ, and thank you for having the vision to put together this film series. It's something which has blessed the heart of my whole staff, and I can't wait for the world to find out more about it.
Well, God bless you, Doug. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, congratulations. That has got to be just a thrill.
Well, thank you, Dave, and congratulations to you. You've been a part of the project, and you've helped us to shepherd it all the way through to this point, and it's a big family project
here. It is, and it is really exciting, and I can't wait for January 9th.
You know what I can't wait for, Dave, is for our audience to actually get to see these stories mm-hmm. as they're unfolding. They're just wonderful, mm-hmm. and their best opportunity, if they really want to see them, is at that world premiere, because they're not going to be released for some time into 2009 as we finish tweaking them, packaging them, putting together a campaign. And what excites me, Dave, is I think they have so much potential to help people right now. This is a silly little story, but it's really what I think of when I think of these films. One of my older sons loves to fish, and he not only does it for recreation, he's pretty serious about it, and he likes to get really good at it. So he studies it. He really, really studies it, and then he'll go out and apply what he studied. And he was trying to catch what he calls a personal record, meaning the largest fish that he's ever caught in fresh water, which would be a largemouth bass. And he read a book by a guy who holds numerous records for doing just that, and his simple premise was this. If you want to catch a bigger fish, you have to use a bigger bait. And I don't know if you know anything about fishing. That sounds so simple, but for years, I fished with the exact same size of baits. You know, you buy these artificial lures, you try a whole bunch of different varieties, and you pretty much can catch an abundance of fish, but they're all fairly the same size. So Todd's telling me about this theory, and he goes out and buys this $25 bait, and it's 10 inches long. It looks like a ruler on the end of his fishing pole. And within 1 week, he had caught the biggest fish he had ever caught in his life. He caught a whopper with that 10-inch bait. And it's just so funny to me that we forget those kind of things when it comes to Christendom, when it comes to our faith. And this is a really big bait, Dave. And we think it's going to go all over the world. We think it's going to bring people to Christ. We think it's going to heal hearts. We think people are going to discover the kindness and love of God during a time like this, like nothing we've ever had the opportunity to produce. And as you know, it's been almost 2 years in the making. Right. So to those who your heart is inspired by this project, if you can come to San Antonio January the 9th of 2009, go online, buy a ticket, and come and say hello. We'd love to see you there. It'd be a real joy to have you.
Well, the website again is independentchristianfilms.com. That's independentchristianfilmsaltogether.com. And certainly go there and check it out if you can make it. We'd love to have you there. And Chuck, what about those who can't come but would love to be there?
Well, it's such a special night for us, this world premiere event, that we're going to take lots of pictures and we're going to post them on the web. And for our listeners who want to see what's happening, you can track on the web by going to crown.org if you can't be with us.
Well, we'll look forward to getting those pictures in a few weeks. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Life.